With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. New research finds that more Americans are shifting their money from checking and savings accounts into financial vehicles that pay an investment income, a trend that helps to explain the resilience of the U.S. economy. After a bout of high inflation and recent uncertainty due to tariffs, the analysis by J.P. Morgan Chase Institute examined the accounts of 4.7 million households. Stellantis, the maker of Jeep and Ram vehicles, says its preliminary estimates show a 2.3 billion euros or $2.68 billion net loss in the first half of the year. Alaska Airlines has resumed operations after briefly grounding all of its flights for about 3 hours due to an IT outage, marking the second time it has halted its fleet in just over a year. Domino's Pizza surpassed analysts' expectations for second quarter U.S. same-store sales on Monday, driven by new items on the menu and promotions, sending shares up 5% in early trade. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.